Thank you for listening to Light Your Way Podcast, a podcast where we talk about your Christian life and your money. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Light Your Way Podcast. I just wanted to take a couple minutes and introduce the podcast of why I wanted to make a podcast in the first place. And that reason why I want to make a podcast is I love to help people. And the reason why I want to help people is to help them live their life better, so live a more fulfilled life. And I want to do that I want to help people understand the teachings of Jesus in the Bible. I believe that people can live a more fulfilled life if they let Jesus into their life. So the purpose of this podcast is to talk about the teachings of Jesus in the Bible, and also to show the love of Jesus to the entire world. So it is also the purpose of this podcast to light the way for a lost and dying world and bring hope to that world and give strength to the weak. I also intend to help teach you guys about how to manage your money properly, I believe that we don't have very good control over our finances, so me included. I can't say that I'm better than anybody else, because I went through a couple years, which we will get into later, about how I was awful with my money. But again, like I said, I also want the podcast to teach people how to be better stewards of the money we ultimately have been entrusted with, by teaching you from a Christian perspective about how to handle your money. So I do appreciate the comments and suggestions that I get along the way. I'm going to enjoy doing this, and I hope you guys are along with me for the ride. Thank you. Stay tuned after a short break. Thank you for sticking with us after our short break. Now, I just want to take a couple minutes and talk about how we're going to approach getting a better handle on our money. First, I just want to give some statistics from a website called debt.com. It says, according to the latest 2018 data from the Federal Reserve, Americans hold over $1 trillion in credit card debt. To me, that's hard to believe, but it is what it is. Loans, car loans, home mortgages, things of that type, they say total over $2.8 trillion. Another couple of statistics. So this one was back in 2016, so 3 years old. The average new car financing was $28,600, and the average used car loan was financed for around $17,000. So get this. So the average monthly car payment was $499. That was up from $483 the previous year. Now, I don't know about you, but I like cars, but to spend $500 a month on a new car, to me, is just out of this world. And think about this with auto loans. So many Americans are also opting for longer terms of their loan. So they're taking the loan out for longer periods of time. 62% of auto loans in 2014 had terms longer than 60 months. I mean, that's 5 years of paying $500 a month to drive a new car. In 20% of the auto loans had 73 to 84 month long payments. I mean, 84 divided by 12, that's 7 years. That is 7 years to buy a new car. And I'll be honest with you, okay, I have never kept a car that long. I never kept a car for 2 years, let alone 7 years. Just want to go over a little bit more statistics. So about budgeting, I'm a big proponent of budgeting. Even after all the years, I have not budgeted. So a poll found only about 32% of American households maintain a household budget. Only 30% make a budget every time they get paid. Now, I want to talk about that more, which we will. And just a couple more stats that I'd like to talk to you about. In 2017, a report in MarketWatch found that half of Americans currently live paycheck to paycheck. 19% have $0 saved to cover any type of emergency. 31% have less than $500 saved in a savings account specifically for emergencies. And you can't blame financial hardships. Okay, so you can't blame financial hardships on having low income or not making enough money or not getting raises, because they also found 20% facing financial hardship fall below the poverty line and make less than $40,000 a year. Now, I don't know about you, but if you didn't have no debt, if you didn't have no car payment, if you had a nice fully funded emergency fund, you could live pretty well on $40,000 a year, I believe. So I do just want to leave you with this. 157 million Americans have credit card debt to pay off. That's a lot of people that have credit card debt. Now, me personally, I love Disney World. Love Disney World a lot. I would much rather go on a trip to Disney World than pay a credit card, But I'm stuck doing that as well, because of me having credit card bills. And we have to be responsible. We just can't say, oh, I'm not going to worry about paying these. I made a mistake buying this stuff. Well, so we really can't do that. So my goal with the podcast is to teach how to better handle your money by making a budget, saving for emergencies, and if you're a Christian, tithe 10% of your income. And again, we will talk about that later on down the road. So I really do appreciate that you have listened about the introduction to this podcast. I hope you find the information contained therein enlightening. And I hope to really help you out in your life and your money. Check out our website at lightyourwayblog.com. Thanks and have a great day.